In this episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast, we're going to talk about how to deal with crisis. We've all experienced crisis of some form or another. Matt and I were just talking before the show. We'll get into it in a little bit. But yeah, we're going to talk about dealing with crisis. Stay tuned. I'm also giving away, as usual, a free hypnosis guide. We will be right back.
Get ready for the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright, originating from the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan. He has hypnotized thousands of people from all over the United States. David R. Wright has been featured on news outlets all across the country and is the clinical director of an outpatient mental health and hypnosis clinic located just south of Detroit, where he helps people daily using the power of hypnosis. Welcome, the Motor City Hypnotist, David R. Wright.
What is going on, my friends? This is David Wright, the Motor City Hypnotist, and we are back with another episode of the Motor City Hypnotist Podcast.
It has been far too long.
It has. I was out of town 1 week, and speaking of crisis, I had a slight crisis last week. Uh-huh. For those of you listening, there was a huge storm last Friday afternoon, and I got a call from my wife while I'm at the office, and our roof was leaking. So, yeah. We'll talk about crisis. That would qualify as a crisis.
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
That is correct.
Although, in a way, I'm like, well, what am I going to do? I'm not a roofer. I mean, I'm not climbing up on the roof.
You know what?
But I get it.
Water finds a way.
And it's crazy because our house is only five years old. Yeah, something like that. So, I don't know. Again, it's a crisis. But, yeah. So, it has been a couple weeks. For those of you on Facebook Live, sorry if I've been absent. Those of you listening to audio, I think you probably have missed a couple of episodes one of the weeks. But
you're going to play
catch
up.
We're back up and running. Yeah. We have a couple episodes in the can, so they'll be coming out.
Yep.
So, yeah. Well, we're rolling.
Welcome back,
continue to
sir.
Roll.
Welcome
with
back.
Me is Matt Fox.
I am always happy to be here.
Absolutely. We are in the Palatial Southfield Podcast Detroit. Southfield Studios.
Been a few weeks since I heard that.
Yes, yep. I'm going to say palatial every time now. I get stuck on something. I kind of overdo it, of course. But yeah, we're here. So I'm glad to have you with me, folks. Let me tell you where you can find me. My website is MotorCityHypnotist.com. Oh, man. Talk about websites.
Oh, crisis?
No, not crisis. It's just I'm revamping the whole podcast page to make it more user friendly.
Oh, fair.
And, but it's like I have to re-enter every single episode, and we're at what 111, 112 right now.
There's
and
a few of them. Yeah.
So it's a little bit of work, but I will get there. So those of you who've looked on the page, it might not be quite right at the moment,
sure.
But it will be very soon.
I gotcha.
And also on the website is, again, a couple of other things I'm working on as far as my book, and we'll get to that in a moment. I have a page dedicated for the book if you want more information on that.
And, that's,
and again, the website's always evolving.
Right.
It's always progressing.
And that's www.motorcityhypnotist.com.
That is it.
All right.
That is the website. You can find me on social media, Facebook and YouTube, which are both Motor City Hypnotist. And on Twitter and Instagram, which are both Motor City Hypno.
H-Y-P-N-O. Yep.
And I don't know. I'm kind of with the kids now because I'm on Snapchat.
Really?
Yeah.
I still can't
figure
that shit out.
You know, my son's 19, so he's pretty much the only person I snap back and forth.
Right, that's fair.
So it's not like I could use it.
I'm old.
I'm an old man.
I can't handle it.
Where's my abacus?
Just give me my Facebook and leave me alone.
Where's the newspaper? I need to look at the want ads.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was just thinking, I was talking to a client the other day. I don't know how it came up. Something about, no, it wasn't a client. It was actually a therapist who's coming on board to work with us.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And they were talking about, I don't know, she's talking about technology. She goes, yeah. She goes, I feel so old because I have a granddaughter and it's like she has everything she has I never had as a kid.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, 500 channels on the TV and computers and a cell phone and all of these things that, you know.
Hey,
When your daughter is installing, you know, back, you know, I had CD-ROMs,
oh,
right,
yes,
for the
yes.
kids and
uh-huh.
what have you.
Yep.
Yeah, when your two-year-old is installing a CD-ROM onto a computer hard drive and click, 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 and she knows what she's doing, yeah, I didn't have that as a kid.
No.
I was still eating glue at the age of five, for God's sakes.
yeah, eating glue. That's awesome. Yeah, so anyway, yeah, so I am on the Snapchat if you want to look me up there on the Snapchat.
The Snapchat?
Yeah, the Snapchat. And as usual, folks, on every episode, I give away a free hypnosis guide. You will find that link in the show notes. And here's the most important thing. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, please subscribe, attach, like, link.
Collect, subscribe,
whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is on your podcast platform, because we're on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And subscribe and leave a review. That's the important thing too. More reviews I get, the more people will listen.
Yeah.
So I would greatly appreciate that. I wouldn't say mostly. I would greatly appreciate it.
Fair.
So yeah, definitely leave a review. This episode is brought to you by my book, Empower Your Mind for Success, A Hypnotic Guide. It has been out for about 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit over that, but, it's out there.
Yes.
I think at one point I was ranked number 256 in self-help hypnosis books.
Nice.
Which is not bad for Amazon, because there are about a billion books out
there. Yeah.
And of course they're broken down by categories,
but
grab the book. It's out there. If you want a physical copy, you can get that on Amazon. You can also get the Kindle version.
Mm-hmm.
Kindle is $4.99. The paperback to order it is $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it in a day or two.
You know,
with Amazon Prime.
You and I sit down just about every week, and mm-hmm. you know, we do this Motor City Hypnotist podcast, and I'm about halfway through your book.
Oh, good.
And I sit here and I listen to you do your thing. So while I'm reading this book, I just hear your voice and the way that it's written. It's very conversational.
Oh, good.
The way that you wrote the book.
Well, hopefully it reflects, because you know me. Hopefully it reflects.
Oh yeah.
How my writing reflects how I speak. I hope
it reflects how you speak.
Yeah.
And your demeanor
and my sense of humor.
Your sense of humor. All of it. Yeah. It's a wonderful, well-written book.
That's
so
awesome.
Thank you,
Matt. I appreciate it. Yeah. So, pick that up. Amazon.com, Empower Your Mind for Success. If you just do a search on that, I'm like mm-hmm. the third entry down on the page.
Yep.
Big yellow cover.
Yep.
Of course, I still don't have author copies, which I ordered last week.
Oh, you'll get them.
No, I will get them. It's just taken a while. So I'd like to have it to hold up. Well, for those of you who are listening, you wouldn't be able to see it, but our Facebook Live crew could.
Yeah.
We'll know. So yeah, take a look at that. Again, if you buy the book, I would greatly appreciate leaving a review on Amazon, rating it and leaving a review. That always helps as well.
Mm-hmm.
The more reviews I get there, again, the more Amazon puts it in front of other people.
Perfect.
So it's all about just telling me what you think. That is what it's about.
Yes.
Awesome.
Is it?
So it is time.
Is it?
It is.
How winning is done.
Okay, our winner of the week. So now, keep in mind, I was out of town for a week, and actually, let me hit on that for a minute, because then I'll get to the winner of the week. But I was out of town for a week. Now I was up in West Branch, Michigan, hanging out with my good buddy Richard Barker.
Mm.
Richard's a world-renowned hypnotist. He's been on the Today Show, James Corden.
Oh, nice. Right.
So he was doing a fair, the Ogama County Fair, up in West Branch. So I thought, I'll just go up and hang out with you. You know, that'd be cool, because I haven't seen him in probably a year in person. And so he said, hey, I booked them a strolling act at the fair. So why don't you, if you want to come up, I'll pay you if you want to be the strolling act.
Were you allowed to wear shorts?
I was. Well, pretty, yeah, underwear. So this costume I was in, and I don't know, those of you who were up there, if you saw the Mirror Mirror Man, that was me.
Oh my goodness, okay.
It's
I didn't
see that.
It's a
full suit of mirrors. It's like a whole costume that looks like it's made of mirrors.
Hey, real quick, Vicky actually popped in to say hi.
Oh, my sis.
Yep.
My sister Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky and Chris are stopping in to say hi.
Oh, awesome. Yes. Hi, Vicky and Chris. Thanks so much for the birthday wishes from both of you. I saw you on my Facebook.
Awesome.
So I'm holding up to Matt my mirror costume.
Oh my God, that's you.
That's me in the mirror costume.
That is incredibly reflective.
It is.
I could see myself in your
in pants. The sun. It's like just a disc walking disco ball.
That's like a great pickup line. I could see myself in your pants. Sorry.
So those of you on Facebook Live, I'll hold this up for you too.
Go for it.
I don't know if you can see it or not.
Yeah, that's crazy. You are. Were you missing a heart too?
Well, like Tin Man.
Yeah.
So if I heard 1,000 times, I heard it once. Oh, are you hot in there? Must be pretty hot in there. Oh boy, you must be sweating.
Were you?
Oh yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, I was sweating my balls off. Yeah, it was. It was. But anyway, so I did the strolling act a couple times a day, and then I hopped in to help Richard with. I jumped in, did part of a couple of shows for him. So no, I was out of town for a week, so we didn't record that week because I was gone for 5 days. And then last week I had the crisis with my roof leaking,
right,
which I had to duck out on.
Right.
So the winner of the week here is a little bit delayed, but I have to do it. It's Miguel Cabrera.
Oh my God.
Number 500.
Number 500.
Which occurred within the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You may be listening to this. It might be a month later,
sure,
but,
sure.
But definitely we need to give him the winner of the week because, 500 home runs, close to 3,000 hits.
Yep. Milestones, yes.
Milestones, big milestones.
Mm-hmm.
And gosh, he's been with Detroit for many years now.
I saw number 498.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I went that weekend because they had a homestand. Because remember, he didn't play the last game of the away series.
Correct.
Where he had 499.
Because they were hoping they would do it
and
here.
And he had three games
at
home.
Give him a rest, you know, all that fun stuff.
So we went to the game on Sunday.
Ah.
And
you and about 30,000 other people.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk about hot out again.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 95 degrees. And when you go to Comerica, and again, here's, I'm going to be the old man again. Back in the days of Tiger Stadium,
mm-hmm.
which you remember,
yeah,
I'm
I
sure.
Do. I do.
If you got a lower deck seat, chances are you're going to be in the shade because
yes.
those upper decks were stacked upon, that was stacked right over the lower deck.
Correct.
At Comerica, if you're in the lower deck, unless you're in the back 10 rows,
oh, yes.
you're just baking in the sun.
Correct.
It is. Oh, it's miserable.
That's why I only go to the suite.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute.
I'm very important.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books, and my apartment smells of rich mahogany.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, thank you for
that. Yeah, great. Just kind of call Matt the sweet guy.
Yep.
No, but yeah. So anyway, Miguel Cabrera. 500 home runs. Now I'm out to 502 as of the date of this recording.
Correct.
So yeah, awesome. If you're not into baseball, can't
too,
help you.
Too bad.
Yeah, because it's a huge milestone.
He's so much fun to watch on the field.
And
the way he interacts with other players.
He's just so happy when he plays. He's always joking and smiling, and
he's having fun.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
the whole point of playing a sport is to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the numbers. It's not about the stats.
And he's great with fans. He's great yeah. with other players. You know, he jokes around. Yeah.
One of my favorite memories is that a young fan of that was rooting for the other team was just jostling Miguel Cabrera. And at the end of during the game, he actually gave this kid his gloves and a bat.
Oh.
And the kid was just emphatic and was so excited. But he was just giving Miguel a hard time.
Oh, yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
Miguel looks over and he's like, all right, I got you.
He's like, I'll fix you.
I'll fix you up.
I'll win you over. Don't
yeah,
worry,
yeah,
kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So, yeah, Miguel Cabrera, number at 502. And here's the sad thing. Well, it's not sad. It'll happen. It's just not going to happen this year. He's got like he's short by about 36 hits right now, which
mm-hmm.
is probably not going to happen before the end of the season.
Correct. You know, as far as milestones.
So it'll be
go.
Beginning yeah. of the year next year.
Next
probably
season.
First couple months of the season.
Yep.
He'll have that next year.
Yep.
So yeah.
Knock on wood.
Miguel Cabrera, winner of the week.
That's how winning is done.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Miggy. So we're talking today about dealing with crisis. Now, when I say crisis, a lot of different things might come to your mind. I mean, shoot, we have a couple things that would qualify. Unfortunately, Matt was in a car accident.
Yeah, I've had a few crises this past week.
I mean, not serious, thank goodness.
No,
I'm glad you're okay.
Car's getting fixed.
Yeah, car's getting fixed, yep. you know, I had a roof leak a week ago. So, I mean, I guess that would be a crisis at the time because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Correct.
It's things that take us out of your normal pattern or rhythm throughout a day.
Right.
And not just little things that might throw you off, but something that's significant. And a lot of people have had, I guess there are degrees of crises. So, you know, I guess being stuck in traffic, that might qualify, but it's not going to alter your life.
Okay, stuck in traffic and something starts to gurgle.
Yes.
That's a crisis.
Well, no, yes, yeah. If you're in traffic and your stomach gives you get the cold sweat feeling and your stomach starts to. That's a crisis.
That's a crisis.
Yeah, I had that.
Don't even go.
I know. I just say I had an issue today. I had to get to work quick. That's all I'm going to say. That's it.
Why?
It's probably why? That cake my kid made for me.
Do you know why I pulled you over? Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I do now. So you're not going to want to stay here, though. So there are like crisis things like a death or an accident or something like that. So I may have told this story on the podcast before, but this had to be back probably 10. It's probably been 10 years, I'm thinking, right around there. Or maybe not quite. See, it's so anyway, many years ago, where I live, there's Telegraph Road. It's a double yellow. So two lanes on each side going opposite directions.
Gotcha.
You know, and it's downriver near my home. So it was dark out, and I was going to the office to see clients, actually. And it was probably right around 5:30-ish, but because it was winter, it was dark. Or it was November, so it was dark already.
Okay.
So I'm approaching, and I'm in the center lane going north. Not the two lanes on the right side. I'm in that middle one, on the one far to the left, right on the double yellow.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
So I'm approaching this vehicle, and just as I approach the vehicle, the door of this truck opens and the guy steps right out in front of my car. Right in front of my car. And
while he's driving, he just steps
no,
out.
No. From my point of view, I thought he was moving because I was moving, but he had stopped.
And he got out of his car.
Apparently he was rear-ended.
Okay.
And just as I was passing is when he jumped out of his car of his truck because it was a pickup truck. And In my mind, I can still see it. It's a vivid movie in my head. I can see him in front of me, and I just know.
Yeah.
I mean, not even time to even start to go for the brake or move. It was just like an instantaneous. I knew something bad was going to happen.
You're on Telegraph, and that's 45.
That's like 40. It's 50. Yeah, it's 50 down now? There. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, of course, I hit him. He hits right in the left front side of my Fusion at the time, and all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose.
Of course. Oh, my gosh.
Because he hit the windshield and then went down the side of the vehicle. The windshield cracked, but all the side windows blew out
as he
went down the side of the vehicle. So I glasses flying like a cloud of glass in the car.
My goodness.
And in my head, I'm even thinking, your mind just, it took me a minute to catch up.
Uh-huh.
I thought, oh, I'm gonna miss my clients tonight. I'm thinking in my head, I'm not thinking of him, but my mind wasn't working right. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm gonna miss clients because I've had an accident.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't, it just hadn't caught up yet that it was a person.
Person, right.
Long story short, he ended up living, thank God.
Again,
he was rear-ended by somebody else and he jumped out to whatever. So, but that's a crisis. And when we talk about, and the reason I told this story, because I wanted to lay it out, that movie in my head is, even to this day, it's been 10 years almost, or right around there, it's still etched into my memory. It's just a movie plays, yes. So when you have a tragedy, when you have something, a crisis that comes up, that movie's going to be burned into your mind. It's like we talk about imprinting, and if you get my book, there's a whole section talking about memory imprinting. Events, whether good or bad, can leave these imprints on your mind.
Right.
And that movie replays over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who've had a crisis or a tragedy, you know, we talk about service people that have served in the military and some of the traumatic things they've gone through, and that movie just gets stuck on repeat.
That PTSD.
Yep. PTSD, and it just keeps playing over and over again.
Alan checked in.
Alan, how you doing, buddy?
He's been going through withdrawals.
Oh, I know, Alan. Yeah, hopefully, if you heard the beginning, you'll know why I was off for a couple of weeks. But
he started reading your book as well.
Oh, fantastic, Alan. So. Hey, Alan.
The fuck are you doing?
He's reading my book.
Yes.
That's what he's doing.
All right, fair enough. Alan, thanks for checking in, man. Always happy to see
Alan.
You.
Alan, always happy to have you here. Our number one fan.
Yeah, he should come and sit down with us one day.
Alan posted it on my Facebook, and he said, "Birthday to your number one fan." It's on there. Awesome. Fantastic. That's great. That's great, Alan. So a lot of times that movie, that imprint, it just plays over and over again. And we don't know what to do with the feelings of this. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, crises and tragic events, things are like that are going to happen. I mean, if you're a human being, you're going to lose people. People are going to die.
Yes.
People are going to pass away. You're going to have situations that are somewhat traumatic. Hopefully not super traumatic as far as like a car accident or something like that. But it's going to happen. So what happens is there's initial feeling of shock, disbelief, and then we get into this where it keeps repeating. You get into this area of fear and sadness because now it's like it keeps affecting you.
Right.
Like this event I talked about happened almost 10 years ago. And thank God I don't think about it very often because it's not, I kind of, honestly, I processed it and got through it. And I, you know, even though it was traumatic, he lived in, but even if he would have passed away, it wasn't, you have to talk about it. You have to get it out.
Yeah.
You have to work through it and you have to know that this is just something from the past. And whatever the results are, there's nothing you can do to change that.
It's life experiences.
Yes.
And life is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it happens to you or someone else, life is going to find a way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's how you perceive the situation, how you think about the situation, and what you do to deal with said situation over the long haul.
Yes.
Is that, am I close?
No, absolutely. Yes. So whatever reaction you're feeling, whether it's shock, disbelief, fear, sadness, those are all natural feelings, and you're going to feel those in times of crisis. So here's what happens, though, is typically when you're in a crisis or a tragedy like that, the initial reaction of most people is they just want to get away from it.
Right.
It's like, oh, my God, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to deal with it. They want to run away.
They remove themselves from the situation.
Yes. Right. So, and this is the difficult thing, and I'm going to say it, and you're going to say, well, yeah, if only we could.
Well,
it's important not to let your emotions control you at that point. Because the emotional part of you is going to be like, I don't want anything to do with this. I want to get as far away. And that's probably a natural response. But we want to keep as calm and as cool as possible, because that's when you can try to deal with it.
Right. It may be a natural response, but is it the most appropriate response?
Right. That's a great point, Matt.
Yeah.
It might be natural, but it's probably not the best or most appropriate. Mm. So when we react with fear or anxiety or paralysis, you lose important time to handle the situation. So I'll go back to my example. So I hit a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, somebody was with him. Like his partner in the truck, the woman in the truck was with him.
Good.
So immediately the phone call was made. So because at that point, okay, this has happened. Now what needs to happen very moment? So I was on my phone the same time she was on her phone, got him help. And actually, at that point, somebody else pulled over and actually came over and put like a I don't know if it was like a folded up coat or blanket or something under his head.
Yeah.
We had to take action right after. And even though it would have been easier for me to just
let them deal with
it, because, you know, and honestly, I was in shock at that point. Yeah. It was just so overwhelming, the emotion of it. But it's important to try to remain cool and say, okay, what are my next steps?
Right.
Whatever's happened has happened. What are my next steps to make this as best as a situation as we can?
Fair. So let me ask you the question. Do you ever go on vacation and do scuba diving?
I don't. I've never been scuba diving.
So it's kind of that same mantra. Because you are, you know, 15, 20, 25 feet down, however deep you are. If something goes wrong, the last thing you want to do is panic.
Yes.
The first thing you want to do is just collect your, you know, collect your surroundings.
Yep.
Figure out what's going on. And then, you know, do what is appropriate and how you learn to scuba dive.
Yep.
So
and the same thing can be said about many situations. I've been skydiving a few times.
Okay.
So
this ripcord didn't work.
Well, yeah, exactly.
What about this one?
There's a whole procedure and process if something doesn't work correctly.
Right, right.
That you have to know, okay, don't panic. Mm-hmm. I have plenty of time. Mm-hmm. I need to get rid of this chute that's not working.
Yep.
Just give it 10 seconds, and then I have this other one that I need to look at.
Right.
So I mean, it is. And I know those are kind of extreme situations those who don't skydive or scuba dive.
Yeah.
But think about this. If you had this plan set up, like, and so let's take those examples, skydiving or scuba diving, you get trained for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they train you. This is what you do in an emergency situation. Now, many people might go through that training and think, it'll never happen to me.
Uh-huh.
But then... Guess when
what?
It does, at least they've had the information as far as what to do.
When I got scuba certified, Dave,
you're certified.
Yes,
nice.
I was taught all the worst case scenarios that could happen during scuba diving.
Because
in and of itself, it's a blast. It's fun.
You're interacting
with, you know, fish. And
yeah.
But, you know, it's the worst case scenarios that we were trained on.
Mm-hmm.
All the hand signals, the hand commands, you never dive alone, all that fun stuff. Always have a buddy. You run out of air, you have a buddy. There's a buddy breather at that. There are just so many things that could go wrong. And that's what the instructor that I had taught us. Everything worst case scenario.
Yes. Well, and it helps to be prepared. And that's why we're going to talk about how to be emotionally prepared. Because things will go wrong. You're going to have a tragedy or a crisis at some point in your life, if you haven't already.
Yeah.
And maybe many. It's hard to say.
Sure.
But you need to know that you have to prepare for these things. Because, and I'll give you some examples. I've had a lot of clients over the years who they don't want to think about impending crises or tragedies.
Right.
For example, a client might have had a parent who was terminally ill, and they're in denial about it.
Mm.
So when that time finally comes, they're going to have a strong reaction, and it's not going to be
a
healthy one.
Correct. Okay.
Yes. And again, the loss of someone is sad. And I'm not saying you need to shut off emotions. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you need to be prepared that, okay, this is going to be difficult. I know this is going to hurt. This is going to be sad. But this helps you to keep it in a frame of reference to say, I don't have control over this. If this is going to happen, I need to prepare and know what I'm going to do when it does.
Fair. Absolutely fair.
So we go back to the scuba diving example. We hope it never happens, but if it does, you've already practiced. You've already got it in your head about what you're going to do.
Correct.
So think about that emotionally. Prepare yourself emotionally and mentally for something to happen. Now, I'm not saying just sit all day and worry about 500 different situations that could happen.
Right.
I don't mean going that far, because then you're just anxious constantly about something that might happen.
Right.
But just be prepared that if something happens, just be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of, it's just preparation. It's just getting ready ahead of time.
You know, and paying attention to your surroundings. I always told my girls, you know, keep your head on a swivel.
Yes.
You know, because things are going on all the time around you, and it's how you react. And we've talked about fight or flight, right? You know, keep your head on a swivel. Know where your surroundings are. Know where you're at. Have your wits about you.
Right.
And the more you do that, the more you practice that.
Yes.
The better you will react to a situation.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So we're going to get into specific things as far as giving you practical things to kind of prepare yourself. And I'm not going to say you'll be crisis proof, but you'll be crisis prepared.
That's fair.
And we're going to get into that in part two of Dealing with Crisis on next episode.
Is it already part two?
It is.
Oh my gosh.
It's already coming up to part two. So, yes, we will be back with part two, Dealing with Crisis, part two on our next episode of Facebook Live. People, stick around. We're going into another episode right away. Those listening on audio, either skip ahead one episode, or you might have to wait for a couple of days until either a Tuesday or Thursday.
There you go.
Even so, it should hit your feed if you've subscribed.
That's right.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we'll be back with Dealing with Crisis Part 2 next episode. In the meantime, change your thinking, change your life, laugh hard, run fast, be kind. We will see you next time.